T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's President Trump talking about the chance of send her back that erupted at one of his rallies. He then went on to say that he slowed down his speech to try to stop it or something along those lines, and he actually paused 15 seconds while it continued. A couple of observations on my part. First of all, I'm kind of worn out with all of this because nobody tells the truth in politics, and it can go to different extents or different degrees, but rarely is what you see what is really happening. And I think I get bothered sometimes when people, almost like wrestling, take it in and believe that it's all about patriotism and it's all about the country and a struggle, and it really isn't. It's about, in a lot of cases, I guess, getting having your side win the election, as it should be. But I wish the debate was framed in that context rather than the future of the republic is at stake. Lara Brown joins us now, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at, I'm sorry, Lara, I have a hard time reading it here, at George Washington University, and our friend. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well, and I was so gracious of you to reach out last weekend and wish us luck with this storm that didn't really affect the New Orleans area. Some other people in the state had trouble with it, but that was very nice of you, and we appreciate it.
Oh, of course. I mean, when I saw all the news, I couldn't help but think of you and everyone that you work with and all your family and friends, and hoping that the rain wasn't going to cause massive flooding.
Yeah, it was a bit misleading, and I don't know, Lara, I don't mean to get us off on the wrong track here, but if you've ever known the true story behind something or known what was going on in your area and then seen it portrayed by the media, and I'm not picking anybody out, it could be anywhere from Fox to CNN, MSNBC, pick one. Sometimes you realize, well, wait a minute, that's not exactly what's going on. And then as a result, I begin to doubt everything I see from everywhere else.
Well, I do think that the media have a general strategy of kind of engaging people in the controversy or the hype. I mean, every snowstorm is going to be the largest that's ever happened. Every, you know, heat wave that we are now under is covering 2,000 miles of the United States. I mean, there is a sense where everything is so kind of above and beyond, and that is what is supposed to make you tune in and pay attention. But the truth is, it keeps most of us in a state of kind of perpetual fear and also kind of perpetual defensiveness against what we are afraid is going to happen at any moment.
Which leads us nicely into the next part of the conversation about, you know, if you'd have told me a month ago that we would be having a conversation about the squad against President Trump and President Trump against the squad, I would have said, I don't understand what that is, Lara. So where do we come up with the name, or did anybody come up with the name the squad?
So I can't tell you what the origins of the squad is. What I do know is that when you sort of look back to history, right, President Trump very much needed to have a foil. He needs to have someone to go after. Obviously, in the 2016 campaign, Hillary Clinton was a very easy opponent for him to demonize. But President Trump had also spent most of 2018 trying to make Nancy Pelosi into the scariest monster ever. Well, one of the realities of 2019 is that Speaker Pelosi has done quite an impressive job of not just managing her caucus, but getting some significant wins with respect to this president. And he knew that he couldn't really demonize Speaker Pelosi in the same way that he had in the past. So he was looking for a new way to brand the Democratic Party as being incredibly radical and very leftist. And as Speaker Pelosi herself has said, there are really only four of them. And that's how this, to a certain extent, came about. Speaker Pelosi was pushing back on this group of congresswomen for their liberal views and saying that's not the direction that the whole House of Representatives is moving in, even though they keep pushing the boundaries further and further left.
We got to take a break. I guess I wasn't trying to ask you trivia about the squad, but I'm still trying to figure out if it's a positive or negative connotation. Does it depend on whose side you're on?
Oh, no, I think it's very Charlie's Angels.
Patronizing and those kind of things?
No.
I don't see.
Very empowering to women.
Okay, I don't know. Lara, that's what I'm asking. Lara Brown, our guest, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. We'll come back and talk about President Trump and the squad and the political philosophy behind it. And one of the first things I'm going to ask Lara that confuses me is these are four freshman congresswomen, and I don't know who brought them to prominence, if it was President Trump, if it was themselves, if it was the media, but usually four freshman congresswomen in what, the second year, almost approaching the second year of their terms, you wouldn't hear anything. 6:21, more we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:24:16. Six minutes before the hour, and let's just get going again, shall we? Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. It is 6:25 is what I'm trying to say in my own convoluted way. Lara, in terms of, I guess, convolutions, you know, these four women have been in office for about 7 months. A freshman congressman is really, and this has nothing to do with race, with gender, with anything, that's generally like the freshman class at school, isn't it, where they don't have a lot of voice or a lot of say-so, and it's pretty much sit back and listen for the first couple of months?
Well, that's certainly right. I mean, traditionally speaking, the idea was that you get to Congress and then you go along to get along, and it's not until you have advanced in seniority that you are really able to kind of push and pull your colleagues toward the issues that you care about. But we are living in a time where celebrity means something, and these four women have a tremendous number of Twitter followers, not unlike the President of the United States. Now, together, combined, they still don't approach what the President has, but they are very much voices for this younger generation. And I think by the squad, what I was saying about them sort of seeing themselves as like these Charlie's Angels or the Mod Squad or the Avengers, they kind of see themselves as these four women who are fearless and are fighting for the issues that they care about.
You know, since, and you and I have had this conversation 100 times, but ever since President Trump, then candidate Trump, came down that escalator and through the primary process, I've always wondered, and I make the Forrest Gump analogy, is he just a feather flying around and for whatever reason it seems to work out, or is there a real strategy here? And I guess that'd be the same question as it relates to the squad, a noted political operative. And I respect this guy. I'm not going to tell you, or you probably know who it is, I'm not going to tell the audience, because then if I tell you for whom he works, you're going to interpret what I say completely differently. So I'm not going to tell you who it is. But talking about President Trump and a strategy, he said he thinks that he's going, President Trump is, to influence the suburban voters by persuading them that the Democratic Party is too far left. But in going as far as he's gone, and he will go, he may persuade them that we can't take four more years of this. And I thought that was pretty astute, because in a way, this is, I don't know, could anybody be all in at this point? And is part of divide and conquer as it relates to the Democratic Party, part of its plan, its strategy?
Well, I do believe that suburban voters and essentially women with college educations who happen to be white, most of them have kind of been swing voters in the last few elections, and they are a significant target as we move forward. The issue is exactly the way this consultant framed it. The Republican Party wants to paint the Democratic Party as a socialist party, as one that is incredibly far left and radical and is for no borders and all sorts of ideas. And with that hope, then there is the hope that that fear about the Democratic Party will drive those suburban voters into the Republican Party and keep them in office. Of course, there is a reality that suburban white college-educated voters are often kind of appalled by this demonstration, this kind of overtly racist, call and chant and response that we've seen over the last week. And so that will sort of push them toward the Democratic Party. But I think it's really important to say that this is an incumbent re-election cycle. And what that means is that at the end of the day, there's really only one person on the ballot. And the only question that voters will ask themselves is this: is President Trump the person we want for four more years or not? In other words, it's not like 2016, where you actually didn't know and you had to make a choice between two people. The question now is four more years or a change?
Thank you, Lara. I appreciate your time as always. I hope you have a good weekend in Washington. I think it's supposed to be hot, huh?
Very, very hot.
I heard
115 tomorrow.
That's what I heard. Terrible death. Death-inducing heat, and at the high in Washington could be 130 degrees. I just thought I'd engage in some of the hype. Thank you, madam. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Right. Enjoy.
Thank you. Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. A text comes in here and says, the Soros troll farms own the media. You're just a pawn in their game. The squad was named by the Soros troll farm just like Antifa. I'm going to need some sourcing on that. I'm going to have to know where that came from. 6:30, more when we come back. We'll talk about the southern border. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to David Blake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.